She's cute on pictures. Not that I was spying or anything. Just listening. From my room. The thin walls aren't exactly great at hiding the way your voice softens when you talk to someone you like. No way. You're so smart. I wouldn't have figured that out without you. Wow. Lay it on thick. You trying to impress her or something? Did you forget who you live with or what, dummy? Sit. I said sit. I'm not in the mood to say it twice. You should be more careful with how you talk to girls. They might get the wrong idea. Especially ones who bat their lashes at you and accidentally brush your hand every 5 minutes. Bet she asked for your number too, didn't she? Or maybe she forgot her pen, so you'd offer yours. And now it's hers forever. You smell a lot today. More than usual. And not at me. Hey, why are you looking away? Are you shy or something? You were never like that when it's just us. And now we're just talking about your classmate. You wanna avoid looking directly at me. Oh, come on. You love it when I'm on top of you. You really did forget something, didn't you? Or maybe you just need a little reminder. Jog that memory of yours. Who was the one who woke you up when you kept missing your 8 a.m.s? Huh? Not little Miss Chemistry, buddy. Me. I even figured out how to make your coffee just the way you like it. 3 sugar cubes, not 2. And don't even lie. I've caught you smiling into that mug like it's some kind of miracle. Who's the one who cooked for you when you were too tired to lift a finger after exams? And don't you dare pretend that spicy miso ramen I made didn't almost make you moan. Yeah, I thought so. Remember those nights you couldn't sleep? I didn't just hand you melatonin and walk away. I stayed. Right there. Sat on the floor until you calmed down. Let you lay your head in my lap. Stroked your hair until your breathing evened out. Where was she when you had those breakdowns over your stupid thesis draft? I was the one who told you to breathe, to take a break. I was the one who made you tea and forced you to watch cartoons until you forgot why you were crying. Not her. Me. And let's not even get started on your laundry. I could have let it rot in that hamper, but nope, threw it in with mine. even folded your socks. Do you know how weirdly satisfying that was? Folding your clothes like they were mine. Because you are mine. Hey, I even cleaned your gaming room. Not just once. Every week, wires organized, drinks tossed, your lucky controller cleaned with that weird microfiber cloth you always forget to use. But you had the energy to light up when she walked in here with her little binder and breathy giggle. I even pulled out the chair for her. Since when do you do that? I'm not mad, you know. Just territorial. You're my roommate. My person. My favorite idiot. I don't want to share. And I sure as hell don't want some flirty little classmate thinking she could just slide into a space I built with my own hands. Because I know all your little secrets. I know the exact spot on your neck that twitches when you're stressed. I know you hum in the shower when you're accidentally in a good mood. I know how your breathing gets heavier when you're gaming too long and forgetting to hydrate. She doesn't know that. She doesn't get to. You always say you feel safest around me. That no one understands you like I do. That I make you feel sane. And God, I believed you. So, what was that today? A test? A game? Or did you just totally forget? I don't care what your little study partner thinks. I don't care how smart or pretty she is. What we have here, this is real. This isn't some 2-hour homework session. This is me choosing to give a damn about you every single day. You've leaned on me when your family didn't understand you. You told me things that you haven't told anyone. Heck, you even cried in front of me. And that's not nothing. So don't you dare forget who I am to you. I don't do all this just because I'm nice. I do it because I care. Deeply. Maybe a little too much. But I've never asked for anything back. Except one thing. Don't make me feel like I'm just a background character in your life. I'm not her. I'm not passing through. I'm the one who stays. One who chose you. I'm the girl who picks up your pieces when you fall apart. The one who lets you crash into my world like a hurricane and still says, stay. That should mean something. So next time she leans in too close, remember who's going to be the one making you dinner that night. who's going to hold you when your dreams shake you awake? Who's going to be right there when everything falls apart? Let's be honest. You like it when it gets like this? Would it make it impossible for anyone else to compete? Come on, say it. Say I'm your favorite girl. Come on, say it. Or make you say it. Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm really not letting some white-eyed classmate take you away just because she knows how to flirt and giggle. She didn't see you where you were at your worst. Just remember that I did, and I stayed. Next time, maybe I'll just sit in during your study session, right in the middle. See how flirty she gets when I'm sitting on your lap. Bet you like that, huh? But really, I just ask for the simple things. Don't forget what we have. Because I'm not going anywhere. But I need to know you see me the way I see you. I need to know I'm not just your roommate. Do you really think I do this because it's easy? No, it's hard. It's hard waking up early just to make sure you have breakfast. And you barely mumble thank you. It's hard folding your hoodie and pretending my heart doesn't skip when I catch a whiff of your scent. It's hard watching you smile at other girls while I sit here, knowing everything about you, wondering if I'll ever be enough to pull your eyes back to me. And then I see her sitting in my chair, laughing at your jokes like she's earned it. Like she knows you. No, she doesn't. Not even close. I don't care how it sounds anymore. You can pretend like I'm being silly, overbearing, or too much. But you need someone like me. You need someone who's not gonna run away when things get messy. Someone who will scrub puke off the bathroom floor when you drink too much. Someone who learns your favorite meals and cook them when you're sad without you asking. Someone who stashes melatonin in the kitchen drawer just because she knows you always forget. Do you realize it now? How much of me I built around you? And the scary part? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with giving everything. But only if you remember who's doing it. What do you think? Do you think she's gonna hold you the way I hold you? Sit with you in the dark when your anxiety creeps up. Tuck you in with that stupid blanket you pretend you don't love. Please, you belong to me. And deep down you know it. So here's what's gonna happen. You're gonna stop letting girls like her get ideas. You're gonna remember who's always been there for you. And when things get hard again, and they will, you're not gonna run to someone new. You'll run to me. Because you always do. So say it again. Say, I'm your favorite girl. Mm-hmm. Good. That's more like it. And if you ever forget again, I'll remind you over and over. I'd burn the whole world down before I let anyone else take my place. Because of what you did, let's make this a memorable lesson, shall we? You know I love to tease. And tonight, I plan to give you a taste of what you're gonna be missing if you go for someone else. See, this is what I mean. You want this. You want me. And I'm gonna make you work for it. Because you made me jealous and I don't like that. You clearly know we have something special. You should have known your limits. Nuh-uh. I'm going to make you beg. Go on. Beg for my touch. My kiss. My body. Do you feel this? Do you feel how much you want me right now? How good? Tell me, who's your favorite girl again? That's right. And now, you're gonna show me just how much. You like that? When I take control? Of course you do. That's why I've always been your favorite, haven't I? Your eyes and look at me. as I pleasure you. Watch as I remind you who's in charge. See, this is what you need. This is what you crave. Remember that I'm your favorite, okay? I know, baby. I know. But I intend to keep it this way. You melting. Being a puddle. Onto my body because you want it. But you know I want it too. Or else I wouldn't be this jealous now, right? Showing a side of me you've never seen before. A side that's raw, unfiltered. The side that craves more dominance. The side that needs to control and probably be controlled. It's what I need, actually. From you, after what just happened. But I need you to trust me, to let go and surrender. Because when I take you there, it's going to be incredible. It's going to be an incredible reminder. Your eyes. Let me guide you. Trust me. You need this. Now imagine me doing this to you. But with a little more intensity. Imagine me tying you up. Taking control. Pleasure you've never experienced before. Imagine me using my body to plan. explore these desires together. First, don't bind your wrist. Not too tight, but just enough to remind you who's in control. I want you to taste me, devour me, to make me yours. I see you're taking a snuff. You smell my desire. Smell how much I just want you. Challenge. stop making me feel like that again. I don't like it. My pussy is for you. How ready I am to always submit for you. Let me taste. You want me to keep going? I can release it on you. I can release all my juices in your mouth. Just tell me when you want it. And also, I'm sorry, baby. It's so close. Like, it feels like it's coming all out. Just wants to drip into your mouth. Yes, baby. So close. Fuck. Baby. There you go. There you go. See you. See you. Tasting me. Is that why you were making me jealous? There you go. Don't worry, baby. I'll let you eat me again as much as you want. And I promise I won't make you wait again.